Welcome back to Talking Baseball on a beautiful Saturday morning. And I'm very, very happy to bring in an ex-teammate of mine who pitched with the Philadelphia Phillies, also with the San Francisco Giants. Let's bring in Randy Lurch. How are you doing today, Randy?
I'm doing great, Bill. And man, I'll tell you what, thank you for having me on the show. It's been a lot of years since we were teammates.
It sure has, but you were born in Sacramento, Rancho Cordova. You're also in the Hall of Fame in Redding, and you were just recently inducted into the Sacramento Hall of Fame. Tell us a little bit about your childhood growing up in the Sacramento area.
Well, it was all baseball. From the time that my dad introduced me to baseball in Little League, and I was, you know, my favorite team was the Giants when I got to to sit and watch Willie Mays and or listen on the radio Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and Bonds and Lewis and all that stuff. And you know, one of the amazing things about it, my grandpa used to take me to the Giants game at the old stick or candlestick, and it's amazing. I got to pitch against Willie McCovey and the Lewis and stuff like that. So what a dream for a kid that grew up in the area.
That's really cool because you follow the team, and the next thing you know it, you're at a latter part of your career. You were wearing the orange and black, and that was when we were teammates in the mid-'80s. But you started out with the Philadelphia Phillies. You got drafted by the Phillies. You ended up going to the Brewers, the Expos, and then finishing your career with the Giants, 11-year career. Let's go back to the Philadelphia Philly days. You were drafted a high draft pick, a big guy, tall, lanky, threw 95 miles an hour. What was your impression when you got drafted, and how excited were you to go to pro ball?
I was extremely excited. That was my dream as a kid. But I can tell you I was a little bit disappointed when I was drafted by the Phillies because I didn't know if there was another team in baseball besides the Giants and the A's, right, being a kid. And then I thought, who's the Philadelphia Phillies? But, you know, I found out in a real big hurry when, you know, at 20 years old when I was called up when the rosters were expanded, and here I am, with Mike Schmidt and Steve Carlton, Tug McGraw, Larry Boa, Greg Luzinski, all those guys, and then found out that they were just a great team. So from the time that, I think it was 75 when I was called up. From the time I was called up, the only time we didn't make the playoffs or World Series was 1979. So I was blessed to play on some great Philly teams.
And you're absolutely right. National League East champions four times when you played there. Of course, 1980, they won the championship. You know, some of the things that happened in Philadelphia and, you know, playing against them, I wasn't a Philly, but going into Philly, the fans, they expected you to win. They put the pressure a lot on the players. If you were playing well, they liked you. If you weren't, they were boo birds. They were on you. How difficult was that to play in?
Bill, that's a great question because I put that in my book, God in the Bullpen, that when the opening day roster, I forget what player it was. They said, well, be careful of these boo birds because if you have a bad game, you know, they will boo you out of the stadium. So, like I said, I put a chapter in my book about that, but they said it's so bad in Philadelphia that they even booed Santa Claus because he appeared out of season.
And that's the truth, man. You know, you go East Coast and, you know, you grew up in the West Coast. I was Midwest. But the East Coast, they want you to win. They're looking for championships. They want to see number one every time they go out there. And, you know, as a pitcher, you were growing up, you were a young pitcher with them. Was there a lot of pressure on you coming into an organization, especially with some of the players you talked about, the veterans' leadership on that club? Was there pressure on you learning fast and to absorb what they're teaching and then perform?
It absolutely was. We were expected to win. I played in Philadelphia where they were avid fans. I think we had six daily newspapers that covered the papers. So, you know, I found out in a big hurry how serious the press was there. And then, you know, the pitching staff, I'm blessed to be a part of the pitching staff with Steve Carlton and Larry Christensen. We had Jim Lomborg, Jim Cott, believe it or not. Tug McGraw and Ron Reed in the bullpen. So we were a great team, expected to win. So there was no learning curve for me. It was go out there and win, kid, or you're out of here.
Well, you ended up going to the Brewers and the Expos, and then you came over and we were teammates in 85 and 86 with the Giants. You were 6-3 with just a little over a 4-point earned run average, 83 innings. You threw the ball really well. Started a few games, relief was some. Was it a relief to come home? Was it fun to come home? Because that was the team you were looking up to.
It was great to come home. And the Giants, we weren't winning in those days. But, you know, to have Frank Robinson as a manager, and then I had Bill Lasky as one of our starters, which, you know, I mean, heck, buddy, you were a heck of a pitcher. And then I was able to, not only did my family get a chance to come and watch the games, I had a little apartment in Foster City, but also we had gotten a home after I left the Expos. I went from the Brewers to the Expos and then got a home back in my hometown. So, you know, after when we had a home game, night game on a weekend, I was able to go home also. So it was great fun, and especially to go back and play in the stadium that I, you know, and even walk around out there in the outfield and be on a mound as I was a kid, you know, when I used to watch it as a kid. It was great.
That guest we have on Talking Baseball is Randy Lurch, a teammate of mine in the early 80s, left-handed pitcher. Well, you got out of the game, and a lot of problems started occurring. There was a lot of addiction through drugs and alcohol. And you sat down and you said, I want to write a book. I wrote a book, and it's now God in the Bullpen. It talks about greenies. It talks about alcohol, cocaine, and all the abuse. Barry Bloom, who we've had on this show many a times, wrote perhaps the greatest tell-all baseball book since Jim Boughton Ball 4. That's a pretty good accomplishment right there when Barry Bloom says that. Tell us your thoughts on how you wrote that book, Randy, and why did you write it?
Thank you so much for asking, because this is very important to me. After many years of drinking, my career taking the greenies and drinking the greenies to be able to fall, or drinking the alcohol to be able to fall asleep from the greenies, my alcoholism got really bad, and I ended up getting cirrhosis. And the doctor told me I basically could go into liver failure at any time. I was a walking dead man, and so God gave me another chance. And, after 2 years of starting to feel better, when I wasn't supposed to live more than a couple months, I wanted to go ahead and glorify God by telling him thank you and make sure I wrote a book to help others that might be struggling with addiction, to help them not to have to go through what I did. So God helped me write that book along with, believe it or not, Harold Lurch Jr., no relation, who is a Christian author, and it's had some real good reviews, Bill.
Well, I tell you what, Randy, we played in that era that was really prevalent. Alcohol was there. Cocaine was there. Greenies, which people don't understand, it was a pill. It was a substance that made the heart go faster. It got you excited a little more. The adrenaline was being used. When you're recalling all of this, do you remember saying to yourself at times, man, I'm getting too much into this? Is there something I should stop? Or was it just so addictive that you just couldn't?
Well, the way it started was that when I made the team in 1977, I won my first 5 of 7 games. And as the season, I had one of a pitcher that I looked up to said, you're not going to be able to pitch a whole year through this long season unless you take these pills. They'll make you better. And I always got really nervous before the game, but when I took the pills, it made me really feel like I was Superman, even though it did hurt my performance because it took me away from pitching. So I started doing that, and it just continued on. And I felt like when I was taking them, I couldn't perform. I was just caught in the bad habits and continued on. And I don't want to make excuses, but it had a lot to do with me not being able to fulfill my talent.
Randy, it's so difficult to come out and talk about this stuff. It's so hard to do that. It's hard to put it on paper. It's hard to talk about it in public. Was this difficult for you to do, to write this book?
It was, but I can tell you, Bill, I was so grateful. I was so grateful to just have another day, and I just didn't want anybody to have to go through that hurt. you know, to look in my wife's eyes the day that I was diagnosed with cirrhosis, and we knew what that meant. We knew that my life was pretty much over. And she told me, "Don't leave me." And I said, "I'm going to do everything I can to be able to stay here as long as I can." So when God gave me more time through His great grace, I wanted to write that book. And I didn't care what I needed to do. I just wanted to glorify Him by telling my story.
Randy, where can our listeners buy this book? Where can we process this? And let's listen to what you're talking about. And maybe some things that you've said can help others. Where can people purchase this?
Oh, thanks for asking, Bill. It's called God in the Bullpen, The Randy Lurch Story. It's called A Big Leaguer's Battle with Drug and Alcohol Addiction and Cirrhosis. You can get it on Amazon. And I think it'll help a lot of people. It not only tells the story about my addiction, but it goes from the time I was a little leaguer. It's got some great, great stories in there about the first time I pitched in Giant Stadium or in Candlestick, making all the teams in minor leagues. And, you know, it's just some great baseball stories, the 23-22 game that I pitched in Chicago. So, you know, we all have our memories, Bill. So
we do, Randy, and I tell you what, you were a good teammate. I always reached out to you. We had some great chats in the outfield during batting practice. And one last thing I want to tell you. You hit .206 in the big leagues, 55 for .267. Jeez, 4 home runs. You were a hitter. What's with that?
Hey, buddy, I got to brag on myself. We went into Pittsburgh with 2 games to play with a tied series. I hit 2 home runs and won the game to clinch the division championship, man. That's my claim to fame, buddy, and I'm sticking with it.
Well, that's awesome, Randy. It's great to catch up with you, my friend, and I'll definitely stay in touch. Good luck with the book, and for all the viewers, it's God in the Bullpen, a Randy Lurch autobiography. So please get out there, support Randy. Randy, best of luck to you, and I'm so glad you got a great partner next to you with your wife pushing you the right way.
Thank you so much, Bill. Thanks for having me, man, and good luck to my ex-team. Go get them, Giants.
There you go. Randy Lurch on Talking Baseball, and we'll be right back on KNBR, the sports leader.